A couple of arrests were made over the weekend for school threats being made. One individual was a 54-year-old man making a threat against Canisius High School in the city of Buffalo, and then another was a 14-year-old who was arrested in the Albion School District for making a threat over social media. First off, just want to get your thoughts on the alarming increase in the number of school threats that have been reported and arrests that have been made over these types of threats.
Well, I think the one important thing to point out and note here is that these are not just kids who are doing this. Normally, back when I was DA, most of the time these situations arose when you had a number of kids who got together and someone said something on Facebook or social media or in the cafeteria. The one at Canisius High School, unfortunately, was a 54-year-old man. And so that is, quite frankly, a little bit of a unique situation that is not seen all the time. So it's just kind of ironic to point out that you had a 14-year-old and a 54-year-old, you had a 40-year gap in difference between two arrestees over the weekend. And again, it just goes to show you that, these type of threats are occurring. They come in spurts, and it's not just kids who are doing them; it's adults as well.
Talk about, I guess, the way to determine how to charge these individuals that make these types of threats. I mean, both of the individuals that were arrested were given Class D felonies for making a terroristic threat. There's also making a threat of mass harm, which is only a Class B misdemeanor. How is that determined one way or another whenever these threats are made?
So the highest charge is the making a terrorist threat. Obviously, you could have a higher charge if someone carries out a threat. Fortunately here, no one carried out any threats, carried out what they said they were going to do. And so whenever you have an individual who makes a threat, the highest charge is, like you said, the Class D felony, making a terrorist threat. Now, obviously, there's going to be a huge difference in the adjudication of a 14-year-old vice a 54-year-old. The 54-year-old can be charged, obviously, as an adult. So the 54-year-old will go to normal, adult, county court, criminal court, and he'll be prosecuted, in that venue. The 14-year-old is going to go to family court. There is no mechanism at all forever to get the 14-year-old into adult court. Now, if the 14-year-old, let's say a kid, 16 or 17-year-old, made the threat, then there's a possibility that you could get that kid into the youth part of adult court. I know it kind of sounds like an oxymoron there, youth part adult court, but that's kind of, how it works. It's called youth part, but, it's in big boy, big girl court. A 14-year-old, there's no chance of that. A 14-year-old is going straight to family court, never going to get out of family court, is never going to face any, quite frankly, any adult consequences. The 54-year-old, though, hopefully will.
When it comes to the 14-year-old, what does this type of charge on their record, I guess, do for that kid as they now go through the school system and eventually become a teenager? What kind of repercussions does that have?
Well, I mean, the repercussions are, potentially twofold. The repercussions could be, any type of punishment that individual would receive in a family court. Again, punishment being, probation, curfew, perhaps being in some kind of youth detention center, but I doubt that, especially with the first time offense, whatever kind of supervision mechanisms they're going to put in place to kind of monitor and watch this kid. As far as any kind of record following that kid in his future, and again, this all, supposes that he's found guilty. Obviously, right now, he's innocent until proven guilty. But if he's found guilty, then, those are potential punishments he could get. as far as any kind of record going forward, there will be none, okay? Because, he's a juvenile. It'll be sealed, and there'll be no record of this, going forward as any kind of a conviction or whatnot. So again, there's really no consequences on that end. But there could be consequences on, a punishment that he receives.
What further actions do you believe can be taken, if any, to further deter these types of individuals, whether it be a 54-year-old man or a 14-year-old student, from making these types of threats now as we continuously get these types of threats being called in to districts across Western New York?
Well, you need to set an example. You need to let these individuals know that these are going to be taken seriously, and punishment is going to be swift and harsh. For the 54-year-old, obviously, he is in a different situation. Again, if he's found guilty or if he pleads guilty, then, an individual of that age, needs to be punished, needs to have a felony charge on his record. If he's done it before, certainly jail time could be appropriate. There has to be consequences for adults who do this. Kids, there's got to be consequences as well, but obviously a 14-year-old isn't in the same boat as a 54-year-old. A 14-year-old is a kid. He's not an adult. He needs to be treated firmly, held accountable, but you're not going to throw him in jail and throw away the key, obviously, for a 14-year-old, where you could make the argument to do that for a 54-year-old. Again, it becomes more difficult for, a punishment standpoint to give harsh punishment to a 14-year-old kid than it does to a 54-year-old man. But I say it all the time, you need to show some tough love sometimes with these kids. And, you can't let this go. You can't just give the 14-year-old a slap on the wrist. You have to send a message to that 14-year-old, and you have to send a message to other kids in high school. If you do it, you're going to get caught, and you're going to get punished, and there's going to be consequences.